Problems, and that's what we discuss on this program, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here live on rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, and tonight we have a very busy hour with a busy guest, and that man is none other than the indubitable Mr. Michael Collins Piper, correspondent for the American Free Press and author of several books. Hello, Mike Piper.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
Okay, I'm doing pretty good. I'm live and raring to go. I'm all revved up. Are you?
Well, I'm all ready for it. I usually am.
Good, good. And you're the first time we've had you on this program, on this network, and we've been here a month now, and we've had Christopher Bolin, one of your great colleagues, on a couple of times.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's always on top of things.
He is so full of energy. I know he's a young man and a lot younger than me, but he is just robust with energy. And that man deserves a lot of credit. The whole paper does. And the American Free Press stands, I'm afraid to say, it stands really almost alone in this world. And in the United States particularly, in helping to expose the stories that the mainstream media either will not expose or are covering up, I'm afraid to say, Mike Piper.
Well, you know what bothers me about it, Rick, is the fact that it is the fact that American Free Press stands alone. Now, of course, there's a lot of independent independent Internet voices rising today. And lots of good radio shows like yours, or, well, not as many as there should be, but, the problem is there's very few newspapers in America, daily newspapers or weekly newspapers, and certainly no magazines that will touch on, what shall we call them, controversial issues.
Mm-hmm. The unspeakables.
Yeah,
the untouchables.
And I think that's a real problem for America because we have a situation where important issues are going unreported.
Yeah. Before I came on the air, I was talking to someone privately who is a watcher, a monitor, someone who's in the know, and we were just saying that very thing. He said, how is it possible that we can be a nation in darkness and not know any of the basics about what's happening to our country? And I said, one word, five letters, media. And indeed, that tells the story. When David Rockefeller could boast in 1991, Mike, before the Bilderbergers, that the Washington Post, the New York Times, and other, quote, great publications have managed to keep their promise of discretion for almost 40 years and keep the United States and the world in darkness. Boy, you know that's an admission of bankruptcy on the part of the media right there.
Well, don't forget, that's funny because that's American Free Press's slogan is, our unofficial slogan, I should say, is the media is the enemy.
Yes.
And with very good reason, because the media is the enemy of so many things that are important to Americans today, and it really stands against virtually the interests of the American people as a whole.
Absolutely, because the media are globalist oriented. They are not U.S. oriented. They are not pro-America first. They are pro-one world government first, and that rings loud and clear as I read the papers every day. So you stay where you are. We're going to begin the hour and take phone calls, Mike Piper. We'll be right back to begin. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay tuned.
Andrew. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
We do every weeknight, 9 o'clock Central, with you, our listeners, and you are able to call in to Uncensored Radio Free America at toll-free 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Our guest for tonight is Michael Collins Piper, American Free Press correspondent, and by the way, you can also go online and read the American Free Press or portions of it right now as you speak to us, and all you have to do is go to AmericanFreePress.net. Also, you can subscribe to the paper, get a trial subscription for, I think it's $17.76 still, at 888-699-NEWS. Well, Mike, in this past week's edition of the American Free Press, you have covered a couple of stories here that are what I would call blockbuster stories that you point out the American media have virtually, typically, not reported on. And one of them happens to be the FBI seizing a U.S. terrorist tied to Israel who's threatened the Presbyterian churches. And this is a fascinating story of bigotry and racism, and yet gone completely unreported by most of the so-called media in this country.
Yeah, you know, Rick, that is a very interesting story. And, you know, that this latest story that you're talking about, which I did, was a follow-up to a previous story that was first published in American Free Press Oh, I guess back at the end of the summer. I'm not quite sure the exact. No, I guess it was in November. I don't have a copy of that in front of me, but essentially what the story told, the original story was this, that, well, here's how I found out about it, because this is an interesting story in itself. I'll tell the whole story. I opened up the Washington Post one day, and there was a very small article buried in the back of the Washington Post saying that someone had made an arson threat against the Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
And I thought that was kind of a peculiar, I don't know, it was just a strange headline, you know. So I read the story, and it turned out that somebody anonymously had written a letter to the national headquarters of the Presbyterian Church USA, which is... It's located in Louisville, Kentucky, but it's the national headquarters of the American Presbyterian Church. And basically this letter said that they, because they did not like the Presbyterian Church's criticisms of Israel and the Presbyterian Church's threat to withdraw its investments in companies that had investments in Israel or companies that were Israeli-based companies, this person who wrote the letter was threatening to set fire to Presbyterian churches while the congregations were in there. Well, Rick, by any rational judgment, that's a terrorist threat.
Especially the word, with the USA Patriot Act.
Yeah, now. Especially in today's
right.
frame
post
of mind.
Post-9/11 world, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Washington Post called it an arson threat. Well, I'll tell you what, we did a little bit more researching, and we found out that not only did that letter to the Presbyterian Church say that they were going to set these churches on fire, but the letter said directly, you bet this is a terrorist threat, or you bet your, and then there was a reference to a certain portion of the anatomy, you bet your blankety blank, this is a terrorist threat. Okay, so even the person who wrote the letter to the Presbyterian Church criticizing its stand on Israel was saying that they were making a terrorist threat against the Presbyterian Church because of its stand on Israel. Okay, now, here's what's interesting. This story was carried by the Associated Press, which has outlets all over the country. But we did some searching on the Internet, on Google, Google News.
Yes.
We could not find, at the time that story was published, that it had been published in more than a handful of publications around the country. And since that time, haven't had any further indication that that story in the first place received widespread publication. Now, it's my understanding that the Presbyterian Church supposedly sent out notices to all Presbyterian churches around the country warning them that there had been a threat against the church. Well, apparently this was not the only such threat that came in. Well, needless to say, they finally picked up the person who is responsible for it. Now, I did not learn that from the Washington Post. I did not learn that from the New York Times. I did not learn that from NBC or CBS or NBC or CNN or Fox News. I read it in a small blurb in Washington Jewish Week, a newspaper that circulates in the Washington, D.C. area Jewish community. It was a little item, no more than about 2 inches wide and about 1.5 inches tall. I subsequently did some research and found that it also appeared in maybe two or three other Jewish newspapers around the country. When I say Jewish newspapers, I don't mean newspapers that are Jewish-owned, because that would include the New York Times and some of the other big newspapers. I'm talking about Jewish community newspapers.
Right.
It did appear in several of those. But to the best of my knowledge, unless I miss something, it's never been reported in the Washington Times. It's never been reported in the New York Times. It was carried by Reuters, which is European based, but which does have some circulation in some newspapers around the country. But local newspapers have the option of whether or not to pick up a story that's carried by Associated Press.
Yes, obviously.
Bottom line of it is, okay, they did catch a guy. Apparently the guy is Jewish. There's no question about the fact that he made these threats against the Presbyterian Church because of its stand on Israel, and yet this terrorist threat against one of America's leading mainstream churches, whether you agree with the church's philosophy or not, the fact is it's one of America's leading mainstream churches, and they received a terrorist threat, and that threat was never publicized by the American media. Now, I guarantee you, Rick, if a similar threat had been made of a similar tone, against a leading Jewish institution, that would have been news all over the country.
Yeah, well, look at what just happened with this Judge Lefkoe case. Here, there was no hint that anybody put out a press release claiming responsibility as part of a right-wing, white-wing, if you will, hate group mindset when her husband and mother were killed. And yet, immediately, you had NBC, CBS, ABC, all of the mainstream media suggesting those were the likely suspects even before the police reported they were looking for those suspects.
You know, that's typical. Funny because, you know, when I heard that the mother and father of a federal judge in Chicago had been shot, or the mother and husband of a federal judge in Chicago had been shot,
yes.
And they had been shot in the back of the head, which is what was traditionally known as execution style. You know what my immediate reaction was? I said, and I even said this to my own mother in a telephone conversation.
Yes.
I said, it sounds to me like that was some sort of a mob hit or an intelligence hit. And then I went on to say, you know, those federal judges in Chicago are notoriously corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
They've been involved in all sorts of intrigue with the CIA and the Israeli Mossad. And, mm-hmm. and if Sherman Skolnick is right, Red Chinese intelligence. So my reaction was, well, it looks like they decided to rub out some crooked associate or some crooked federal judge decided to rub out that judge's face.
That was your initial thought, and so was many of us.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That was my immediate reaction. And, now, of course, then you know, of course, the media really picked up, and then it was the idea that this Matt Hale had been responsible for it, or one of his associates, that is, and so forth. And, you know, I don't know the final conclusion on it yet, but I have heard it speculated that the guy who actually killed the federal judge happens to be Jewish, which mm-hmm. I thought, if true, is kind of amusing and intriguing.
Yeah, the electrician, and he supposedly was the one who, the DNA evidence supposedly indicted him as the killer. Now, again, there's no final ultimate resolution because, as you know, evidence can be planted.
Oh, yeah.
Even DNA evidence can be planted. But the fact of the matter is, people like Brian Williams admittedly had to eat crow the following night and say that, well, even we thought that there was some connection to right-wing hate groups that are so prevalent on the Internet these days, and yet we were wrong, you know? I mean, mea culpa, but here was a typical example, as you point out, of media leading the American people to think a certain way rather than report the news.
Well, you know,
here in this instance, they weren't reporting the news about this attack, this planned attack on Presbyterian churches.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's... I just find that kind of interesting at the very least. And, you know, like I say, I guarantee you that my two reports published in American Free Press got more people aware of the subject than the reports that appeared in the Washington Post or really anywhere around the country. And, you know, I'm proud of that, but on the other hand, Rick, I'm sorry about that because that's not a story that I should have been reporting. It's a story that well, I guess Dan Rather was still in power at the time there at CBS, you know. It's a story Dan Rather should have been talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a story they should have been talking about on Peter Jennings, you know. It should have been a nationwide story warning Presbyterians, because the thing is, at the time, now only one person has been arrested, this guy Jeffrey Winters from Queens, New York,
mm-hmm.
which incidentally, Queens has always been a major outpost of the violence-prone and terroristic Jewish Defense League.
Right.
That should have been a tip-off right there.
Uh-huh.
But at this point, there's only been one person arrested, but we don't know how far high up or where it goes. Now, I don't know if this guy Jeffrey Winters is a member of the Jewish Defense League. I don't know if he's associated with groups such as the Anti-Defamation League.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is that prior to the time that this terrorist threat was made against the Presbyterian Church, groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith were viciously attacking the Presbyterian Church. And, you know, it's kind of funny that the Anti-Defamation League is always crying and moaning and complaining about people criticizing Israel, and yet they'll go out and attack somebody and stimulate terrorist threats by their rhetoric.
Yes, stay where you are.
Standard.
Good point. Mike Piper, we're going to take a break. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more on Censored Radio Free America.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today you honor similar ship, the USS America. She too is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Okay, hey, we are right back on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio Free America, and indeed, I am your radio avenger. Our guest is Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press. And Michael, just before we take a call here from Texas, I did want to specify and qualify one thing. In discussing the, quote, Presbyterian Church, you know, there are many there are many different branches of Presbyterianism in the United States. This is a very liberal denomination. There are conservative Presbyterian churches of many, many sects. Specifically, the church you're referring to that was threatened with a terrorist attack was the Presbyterian Church USA, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, you ready for some calls?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, our number toll-free is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And hello, Bob in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I called in when you were on Peter Shank's program a while back, and I asked you in the course of the conversation about the homosexuality within these intelligence agencies and all of that stuff.
Peter Shank. Who is Peter Shank?
He has a Peter Principle on the same network.
Oh,
he's on,
right,
our network, just before I come on.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that show. Yeah, I do a lot of radio shows. Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Well, anyway, in the course of the conversation, we got around to the intelligence agencies being filled with these with homosexuals, and I came across a something that was put on by Huff Schmidt, and it's got a woman on there named Griggs, Kay Griggs. And she goes into an explanation of all these generals. And she talks about Henry Kissinger. And she talks about a lot of, she names a lot of names. And evidently, they did an 8-hour interview with this woman. There was about 20 minutes of it on the internet. But I was just wondering if this Gannon Gucker, whatever it is, deal with Johnny Gosch, if it's going to blow things wide open in D.C. or if it's just going to get shut down.
Well, that, you know, that's a very, actually, you know, it's something. I didn't meet her. I talked to Kate Griggs years ago. She contacted me after I had my book Final Judgment had come out. And she told a very, very interesting and very disturbing story. It's a very complicated story, so I haven't seen that whole interview you're talking about. As far as that story with Guckert and Gannon is concerned, I've seen two or three different reports on that. I believe Sherman Skolnick has had something on that. Ted Gunderson, who writes occasionally for American Free Press, has been working on that. There are rumors.
So has Broiling.
And who?
The other guy you mentioned earlier. Broiling?
Christopher Bolin.
Bolin, yeah.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't aware. You know, he's a colleague of mine, but he doesn't work in Washington, so I wasn't aware that Christopher was working on that. I'll look forward to that.
He was writing something about a guy named Nelson or something that got arrested right after.
Oh, that's Rusty Nelson.
Rusty Nelson, right after the suicide.
Right. We actually, I'll tell you what, the last thing that we had on that, that's Hunter Thompson's suicide you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we had an interview with, I believe it was conducted on our old radio program. Mrs. Gosch was interviewed on there, the mother of Johnny Gosch. Now, the story circulating is that this guy, Jeff Gannon, may be Johnny Gosch, who was kidnapped in Iowa back in the, I think it was in the 19, sometime in the late 70s or early 1980s. Now, I would say, though, in direct answer to your question, if this appears to me, as I told someone the other day, this appears to be a case of where there's smoke, there's fire. But on that same note, I would say that the very fact that the major media is not touching it.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, since the guy's in the White House press room all the time, rubbing elbows with all the boys.
Well, you see, that's the whole thing. But see, again, they're not going to touch it, because if there's any truth to all these connections that are interwoven here, this goes very deep into the CIA, into mind control, into these reported pedophile rings that have been in operation at the highest levels, reportedly blackmailing people in high places, not only here in the United States, but around the world. And this is, as John DeCamp, who was, you know, pioneered this whole story of the Franklin cover-up, which is as this story is generally known as, John DeCamp, I recall, referred to it as kind of, how did he put it? It was a very good, he put it something like he described it as, was it sexual gridlock or mutual gridlock?
The point is
that it involves both Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
So the Democrats aren't going to get into it any more than the Republicans are going to. And because it does evidently tie into the CIA and all these other intelligence agencies, it's a kind of thing that it's only going to be the buzz, I'm sorry to say, you know, on the internet, in independent radio, and in independent publications.
John DeCamp was on Alex Jones's program 2 days ago.
Okay.
With Tom Flocko or Flocko.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And during the interview, he got an email from Gunderson, who was bailing Nelson out of jail.
Okay.
And at that point in the conversation, he said something to the effect that earlier he had made a statement related to Johnny Gosch possibly being this guy Gannon, and then he said, let me go ahead and change that. He goes,
okay, I'll tell you what, can you hang on, Bob?
Sure.
We have to take our break, okay? Stay where you are, and we'll be back with that call and to wrap up that particular aspect. Right now we're speaking with Michael Collins Piper on Uncensored Radio Free America. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Yes, sir, we're back. Okay, this is Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Our guest, Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press weekly publication. And, Bob, are you still there from Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to wrap up so we can move ahead. But on this issue, Mike, did you...
I was going to make the comment that well, the one thing that strikes me about this, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting. I just sent a story that Tom Flacco had done. He had emailed it to me. A story Tom Flacco had done on this very subject. I sent it to a friend of mine, and I commented. I said, you know, I said this is a very long, complicated, winding story. But I said, what I thought was quite relevant about it was that it has all these threads, these tentacles that go in different directions.
Did you know that the newspaper guy he worked for when he was 12 years old, his name, the boss of the company there was Gannon?
Right. No, I'm aware of that. Yeah. See, that I'm aware of all these details. The one thing I was going to say though, there may be a lot of listeners who are not aware of all these complications, and that's why let me finish. This is why it's so explosive, because it does reach. There's so much, as I say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Number one. Number two, it goes in so many different directions that it's likely to tie in a lot of people. And this is, and also it apparently goes clear back to Iran-Contra, money laundering, arms dealing, pedophilia, blackmail, both domestically and internationally. And let me give you a parallel story. If you recall, many, many years ago, they had the congressional page scandal, and there were two members of Congress that were censured for that. One was Gary Studs of Massachusetts, who was caught with a mail page, and Congressman Dan Crane, I believe. There's Phil Crane, but then he had a brother who was also in Congress.
Two brothers, and one was
He was caught with a female page. Now, my understanding is that those two guys were selected mutually by their respective parties to be the fall guys. They were probably guilty as hell, both of them. In fact, they both were guilty as hell. But the point is this: there were lots of other people, both in the House and the Senate, who were implicated not only in that, but involvement in drug use, illegal drug use, drug peddling on Capitol Hill. But the parties were in a gridlock position where, to settle the whole matter after it had leaked out, they had to select two people to take the fall. Studs was the Democrat. Crane was the Republican. But now consider the ramifications of this. The fact that there were other people who were involved and who got away with it. They may have not have ever been arrested. They may not have never been publicly exposed. But the point is, people in high places knew precisely who those other people were. And some of them are probably sitting in Congress today.
Well, John DeCamp said he was 100% sure of that, and 97.5% sure that this gosh is Gannon. But he said he was 100% sure, and I know he's talking about Barney Fagg or Frank or whatever his name is. And because this one kid, Benassi, kept impeccable notes, and he had written down being at Barney Frank's house. He had written down George Herbert Walker Bush paying that guy.
Ash?
Oh, no, the guy from the Savings and Loans Company.
Okay.
Larry King.
Larry King. He said he saw him pay him money.
Yeah.
And then take a little black boy out of the room.
Yeah, well, see, this is the whole thing. You know, that story, the stories surrounding this Franklin cover-up have been reported in the independent media for years, like in the Spotlight and in American Free Press. We covered it on our radio show. But it has never, ever gotten any coverage in the bigger picture.
Yeah,
in the
I wonder why.
Press.
Hey, thanks for your call, my friend.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You got to run. But, you know, there's a Larry Franklin thing that has been touched
upon. Larry King.
Well, Larry Franklin also in the Defense Department. This is a story that, as you know, has come out recently and has also disappeared.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the neocons and the American Enterprise Institute and these groups that have had a pipeline through the Pentagon to Israel. And this business of who's in charge and who's sending information concerning Iran has been a story that appeared in the mainstream media, in the New York Times, just very briefly. And all of a sudden is out of the radar screen now.
Well,
and yet that is an ongoing story, isn't it?
This is one of those. There's another example of a story. There's a story that gets mentioned in the mainstream press, but it's only, like, mentioned for the record.
And no follow-up.
And then no follow-up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, now,
exactly.
Yeah, so this is again, just like Bob pointed out here, that story, you know, of course it was reported in the mainstream press that this guy Larry King down in Nebraska had looted a savings and loan, but they never reported beyond that other things that have come up, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's that's the tragedy. So many stories are mishandled deliberately that way. I believe they are deliberately, and, you know, the proof is in the pudding, Mike. You remember reading about the story of the homosexuals who picked up this young boy, Jesse Dierkheising, down in Arkansas and managed to sodomize him to death. And how the mainstream media, said absolutely nothing about it outside of the local media in Arkansas.
Yeah,
there was a deliberate attempt, admittedly so, to hush the story by the mainstream media.
Yeah, it's I tell you something. It might be slightly different. I agree with you on the one hand, but on the other hand, it just shows that in some cases it just shows the priority of the mainstream media.
Well, in this case, it was outright censorship in the Jesse Durkheising story, and they said so because people like Reed Irvine, Accuracy in Media, pushed the issue, and there were columns across America, columns in the newspapers saying, we all in the media thought as one voice, this story cannot go over the wires, cannot be reported, as was the story of this young man, Matthew Shepard, being murdered, the homosexual man out in the Northwest, because it might paint the wrong picture about homosexuality. Now, this is important because it goes to prove the bias of the media, and beyond that, the fact that the national media can kill, or as we say, spike a story, or it can plant a story that they want to be circulated. You
well,
see,
that's
it works
another,
both ways.
Exactly. Now, there's another interesting twist on the news, too, Rick, because that often happens, too. There will be a story that does appear in the media that it may not even be true at all, but it gets widespread play.
Exactly.
And then when people finally dig into it and find out that it's not true, the truth gets buried.
The seeds have been planted. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what. I remember when the story of Jessica, the girl, what was her name?
Jessica Lynch.
Yeah, I remember when that story first was reported, and I started reading about it. My own gut instinct told me that there was something wrong about the reports. But, you know, I'll tell you something. I had a little file on it, and I was going to do a story for American Free Press saying that there's some funny holes in this story. But you know something? I personally censored myself because I said to myself, boy, oh, boy, if I write a story saying that this girl is not telling the truth or if it, there might be some questions about the story, then people are going to come down on me. Well, in the end, it was this girl herself, Jessica Lynch, who finally came out and said, hey, the stuff they reported in the press wasn't true, and I didn't even tell them a lot of the things that they reported. So you know, in that particular case, I had spotted it myself and chose not to do a story on it. But I was glad when people finally did. I guess they had more guts than I did.
See how the liberal Zionist media picked up on her story and made her the poster child of their story, which was that somehow this invasion of Iraq was the America knight in shining armor story versus the evil dictatorial Saddam Hussein regime.
You know, there's an interesting racial twist to that, too.
I know. I was just going to bring that up. Go ahead.
There was a girl, a black girl, who was with Jessica Lynch.
And she was the real heroine.
You're right about that. Well, she was seriously injured herself.
Yeah.
And the government actually tried to deny her some of the benefits that she was due, saying that, well, I forget exactly what the argument the Bush administration made to try to deny her, but finally, what happened was that some black members of Congress stood up and threatened to make an issue of it, and they backed down. But I'll tell you why I think that's significant. The fact that the media didn't cover, that the media played up Jessica Lynch rather than the black girl was because in the black community, there was a lot of deep-rooted opposition to the Iraq War, whereas in the American public, in the white American public, they were trying to give the American public, the white middle class, kind of a heroine. And what better heroine can you give them than a pretty little blonde girl from West
exactly,
Virginia?
Exactly.
So
yeah,
that was
I mean, it works every time, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Rick?
It works every time.
It works every time.
Powerful images, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Powerful images, Mike.
Exactly, and that's, you know, they talk about spin. People don't always understand what spin is, but, you know, basically what it comes down to, it's these brief images and catchphrases that grab the American public and grab its attention and cause them to be so manipulated by the media as they are.
Well, the David Frum school, you know, the neocons, again, the evil empire, the worst, you know, the use of the words evil and the access of evil ring hollow on some people who know better, but ring true with most Americans who are uninitiated and naive. So when you go to war against these countries, already the American people, you know, have been pigeonholed and have been brainwashed into regurgitating what they've been told. Evil empire, troika of evil, access of evil. You know, I was telling somebody off the air tonight, a friend of mine, that when the media want to take a poll and then use that poll to justify action on the part of the government, what they do is they condition the American people, you know, for months, years, whatever it takes to have a very negative image of somebody. In this case, of course, Saddam Hussein. But you remember, they did the same thing with Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines. And I remember Ted Koppel and all of the media bosses going after Marcos, his wife, and the shoes and everything else, telling us that he was a no-good, dirty, rotten scoundrel. And then after all of that, then they would take a poll, and they would ask the American people, what do you think of Marcos? Well, guess what the poll would reveal?
Well, you know, most of that, most of the image of the Marcoses was Imelda Marcos's, you know, 4,000 pairs of shoes.
And well, counting.
And, you know, I actually, years ago, I knew Imelda Marcos and Ferdinand Marcos. I spent a day at their house in Honolulu.
I remember.
And, you know, she personally told me that most of those shoes had been given to her. You know, there's a very big shoe industry in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, she's the first lady of the Philippines. And anytime she would appear in public, or she was always getting gifts from the shoe industry, most of those shoes did not fit her. They were shoes that she never saw. They were just delivered as gifts to the palace.
Gosh.
And, of course, they were shoes for the first lady. So they were taken to her personal closet. And, you know, the thing about it is, I had some friends, female friends, who liked to buy shoes. And they would have, I knew one girl who had like 90 pairs of shoes when she was a college student. I guarantee you, and it, just by chance, this girl now happens to be one of the richest women in the world. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she probably has 1,000 pairs of shoes in her closet right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but again, that image of the shoes was the kind of thing that stuck in the American
people. Yeah, one of indulgence and filthy greed and all of this, you know, while you saw the images of poor Filipinos every day. You know, it's brainwashing. I'm not saying that some of it's not true, or even much of it could be true. That's not the point. It's the message of the media,
Rick,
that's being conveyed.
I'm holding in my hand a cover story from the June 4th, 1990 issue of U.S. News and World Report. The cover story was a large picture of Saddam Hussein calling him the most dangerous man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice the date on that, June 4th, 1990. That was about a month before he invaded Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
The point is this, and I remembered that at the time. I said, I wonder why all of a sudden they're looking at Saddam Hussein. You know, he hadn't really been in the news for years to
That's
any
right.
extent at all. And yet,
That's
a month
right.
before the invasion of Kuwait, they have his picture on the front page of U.S. News. And about a month or about maybe a couple weeks prior to that, somebody can check on this if they want, they'll find that he was also the cover story in either Time or Newsweek. Two
mm-hmm.
of the three major
mm-hmm.
weekly magazines had cover stories of Saddam Hussein. They were laying the groundwork for something
Absolutely.
They already knew was being planned and what was in the works.
No
now,
question
that's
about
propagandizing,
it.
I'm sorry to tell you.
And then the infamous photo, you remember, with him addressing the rally and firing the weapon. Was it a rifle, I believe? He
yes.
Firing
yeah.
into the air. That was not a photo, but that was the footage that kept repeating over and over and over again. And that left the picture in most people's minds of a lunatic, of a man who's firing into the sky, a man who looks like he's a megalomaniacal dictator and he's a terrorist, and we've got to go and stop him because he could bomb American cities at any moment. And you remember William Safire said that, and William Safire ought to know because he's a good old Israeli firster, and he said those missiles could strike America at any moment. And of course, we know who struck whom, don't we?
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, there are still so many people who believe that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden were, you know, close friends, collaborators, like-minded conspirators. And, you know, of course, Saddam Hussein was one of the biggest foes of Islamic fundamentalism there was in the Middle East. Likewise with President Assad of Syria, the president, the father of the current president, those guys killed thousands of Islamic, radical Islamic fundamentalists. Now, those are the same kind of people that George Bush was telling us after 9/11 that we should kill. And yet now, when it became convenient in the build-up for the war against Saddam Hussein, President Bush came out there and said, oh, Saddam Hussein has killed thousands of his own people. And yet these are precisely the kind of people that George Bush wanted to kill.
And he was, by the way, is killing in Iraq
and is killing,
as we speak, in Afghanistan.
So I guess I'm confused, Rick.
Well, you know, join the club. That means you must be doing something right, Mike Piper.
So.
All right, our number here, if you want to get a quick call in after the break, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Have to mention, by the way, that Mike Piper is the author of several books, you know, including The Final Judgment on the JFK assassination. His most recent book has to do with the warmongers of the neocons, and he's got a new book planned. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver.
All righty, here we are now to close up the final few minutes of the broadcast. I regret that we haven't had time to
to really get all the calls, people that want to call in. But, you know, when you're doing a program with Mike Piper, you could talk for hours and hours, and we could still go on for hours. Right, Mike?
Well, I'm afraid I talk too long.
All right. We have a caller. But before we go to our final call today, because we don't have time for too much, I just want to mention again, Mike Piper has written several books. His most recent one, The High Priests of War, on the topic of Iraq and the plan for the Middle East, the neocons in this administration, and he has a new book being planned now, and we'll have him back to talk about that and other things in the future. By the way, if you want to get online or you want to subscribe to the American Free Press, you can go online at AmericanFreePress.net and then get the whole publication weekly delivered to your home at toll-free 888-699-NEWS. All right, James in Louisiana. Hello, you're on the air with Rick Adams and Mike Piper.
Hi, Mike and Rick. This is James Kelso in the office of David Duke in Mandeville,
okay.
Louisiana.
All righty.
Yeah, yes. Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. I've enjoyed your program. I just wanted to invite both of you to attend our European American Conference May 20, 21, and 22 of this year. And I was also hoping, this is just an invitation, you don't need to respond now, but Mr. Piper, I was hoping that you might be available as a speaker.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, I got your message, and I was actually going to give you a call tomorrow, so I'm glad we're talking now. I very much am interested in doing that. I don't know right now what my schedule is going to be. It's possible that I'm actually going to be out of the country, but I hope not because I want to come down there.
That would be great.
I will get in touch with you, and we'll talk about it further. Yeah, it's David's last conference. I couldn't make it for some personal reasons, but I understand it was a pretty big hit.
Yes, we had 300 people in May of 2004, and we're expecting 500 for May of 2005, May 20, 21, and 22, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that's down here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Well, David Duke is a very good example of someone who has paid a mighty price for daring to speak out in this country.
Yeah, he has not been the recipient of the very, shall we say, the angelic award from the media, that's for sure. And he has paid a price, and we are all paying a price if we don't at least give objectivity a chance and give people a chance to defend themselves. James, I thank you for your call.
Oh, and Rick?
Because we're out of time.
May I mention that David would love to appear on your show anytime?
Sure. All right, we'll line that up privately, okay, my friend?
Great, thank you.
We'll line that up. We'll get back in touch with you. We'll line it up in the next few days. We'll have him on the program. Excellent. Thank you. Mike Piper, we're out of time.
That's the way that goes, Rick. But
I'll tell you what, we'll have you back again in a couple of weeks.
All right, always appreciate your call.
Thank you, brother.
All right, you take care.
It's been my pleasure. Mike Collins Piper, the American Free Press, and we'll be back again tomorrow night with a special guest having to do with prophecy and scripture. Very controversial, I'm sure. So you don't want to miss out right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Rick Adams, and I'm your radio avenger, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. It's been my pleasure again. Tomorrow night, same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting, right here, rbnlive.com. Good night, everyone.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.